Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Mississippi Animal Response Team trainings coming up. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Carla Houston, Mississippi State University College of Veterinary Medicine Associate Professor. Dr. Houston, the Mississippi Animal Response Team trainings are coming up. What is this event that you want listeners to know about?
We're happy to announce upcoming trainings for the Mississippi Animal Response Team, also known as MART, that are coming up in November for people interested in general animal health or agriculture.
Okay, and this is in disaster situations. What level of disaster are we talking about?
The MART team is comprised of members who have training in disaster preparedness as well as disaster response and disaster recovery. So we have members anywhere from, you know, very basic level sheltering help as well as a veterinary services branch to help with the more complicated cases.
What kinds of disaster situations will the trainings talk about tending to?
Volunteers are educated and trained to support the county, regional, and state management efforts and incident management teams. In other words, they're there to help serve the public when requested by county or state officials. Our volunteers work in situations such as floodings, tornadoes, potential hurricanes, many type of natural disaster where additional assistance might be needed by the local officials.
And in some cases, when requested, the members help support placing animals that might be in a dangerous situation, maybe if they're stray or something.
That's correct, Amy. There are different groups that do the actual rescuing of animals. The MART team isn't about rescuing, but it's there to support the community. So if the local shelter gets overwhelmed by stray, lost, rescued animals, MART volunteers may go in and help that shelter, or the MART members may go in and help do an assessment of the area following a disaster in collaboration with the other county and local officials.
Who comes to this training?
Trainings are dedicated to the MART volunteers, Mississippi Animal Response Team volunteers. However, anyone in the general public that has an interest in animals and agriculture are invited to become members of MART.
What's involved in becoming a member?
You need to complete a couple introductory emergency preparedness and management classes that can all be done online, and then volunteers fill out the application and a code of conduct online, and then they'll get notification that they're approved. They will also let the MART coordinators know what areas they're interested in. We have both shelter branches, general animal care branches, as well as a veterinary services branch.
Is there anything else that you want to add?
This event will be a great training, and it also help build resiliency within a community by building partnerships. MART works with local communities, first responders, animal shelters, emergency managers, and everybody involved in the community with animals and agriculture. Attendees will learn basic concepts of things like pet first aid, pet triage, how to deal with emergency situations. So actually, this class will also have a section on psychological first aid for humans. Attendees will also learn some hands-on activities such as CPR for animals, how to bandage animals, kind of a combination of both lecture format as well as hands-on activities to get people to practice their skills in animal first aid.
There's also a really neat donation of a kit of oxygen kits that are going to be involved too.
Yes, Amy, we're really excited to add to our training some pet oxygen kits. We were fortunate to have 8 kits donated by the Invisible Fence Company of Mississippi, and in collaboration with the West Point Fire Department, the Starkville Fire Department, and the Columbus Air Force Base, we've been able to distribute these kits to local communities so that we can use these kits not only in actual responses, but also in our training classes. As we know, in fires, pets can be affected just as easily as humans can be affected by smoke inhalation.
There's a training coming up with MART. When and where will it be held?
Well, the Mississippi Animal Response Team Pet First Aid and Animal Handling Training will be coming up November 18th, which is a Saturday, in Brandon, Mississippi, at the Rankin County Extension Office. MART holds 2 to 3 trainings per year. For more information on joining MART or on any of these MART training activities, go to the Mississippi Board of Animal Health website, www.mbah.state.ms.us, or call 601-359-1170.
Today we've been speaking with Carla Houston, Associate Professor. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.